Well-funded think tanks and decades of conservative activism failed to yield results. That's because Conservative Inc., Beck and Hannity and the company, and Levin and the boys, and all the media usual suspects, and all the political and think tank usual suspects, folks, they're all in, it is a grift. They're all in on the grift. No way with someone with Hannity's mediocre talents makes $80 million a year if you're not in on the grift. Sorry, that's the truth. Miniature, that's just sour grapes. You didn't want money. You want Hannity money. Couldn't care less, dude. Seriously, other than to build the new Crusade Channel Walsingham West Radio Guild home, couldn't care a less. True story. This is why I like this piece here and this subject here, because it's exactly what our new Christendom and all of you Crusader Knights, what we need and what we should be talking about. So let's do it, shall we? But 2 weekends of college football anarchy and a social media trend popularized by Barstool subsidiary Old Row has normalized conservatism on campus again. College administrators accustomed to threatening, brainwashing, and harassing their students finally met their match, ticked off football fans. The scenes were perhaps the most visible iteration of a phenomenon identified by the American conservative contributing editor Matthew Walther as Barstool conservatism. Dismissed by progressives as Neanderthals and bemoaned by conservatives as the harbinger of the end of traditionalism, Barstool conservatives' introduction to the American political mind has been widely scorned. While progressives are right to fear the cultural power of these developments, conservatives should reconsider their concerns. Barstool conservatism isn't just a crude retaliation against political correctness and certainly isn't an attack on traditional values. It's a reawakening of long-forgotten conservative impulses to preserve sport and to battle elite threats to little platoons. The broader movement would be wise to heed the lessons. I want to go back to what Brother Andre said yesterday when we were talking about wrath. And Brother Andre said, well, yes, there are times when men must stand their ground, and yes, they can get angry, and yes, when there's a demon coming at you and evil, it is not your duty as a Christian, certainly not as a crusading Catholic, to fall down and let him cut your head off. You do not have a duty to become a martyr. It's okay to fight back. Now, if you're being martyred by a government that's asking you to apostatize or die, that's a different scenario. This enemy seeks our cooperation. And if they don't get it, then they seek our death. They want to ruin us. You got to understand this. They are not going to offer you quarter or me. They're not going to offer us deals. They don't want to compromise. They're all in. Why aren't we? They are all in. Why aren't we? I am all in. See, if you're watching this on Crusader TV, I've got my Crusader Knight lapel pin. Is that a pledge pin on your unit? Yes, it is. You should get one, too, and you should join me. I should be getting 30 emails a day from you men out there. Instead, I get
0.0.
It's okay. It's all right. It's all right. Numbers don't matter. MikeChurch.com/KNIGHT. See if you're man enough to take the challenge and take the oath presented there and be a Crusader Knight. There are many of you that are. And I don't care if someone doesn't, I got friends, but they don't listen to the show, but they'd be, I don't care. We need knights. And the more people they know they're actual Crusader knights, yeah, that's right. We're bringing knight orders back. Screw you if you don't like it. Then you don't get it. And I don't need your approval. And I didn't ask for it. This is the conservative pushback those people are horrified of. They expect they're just going to go on Twitter and Facebook and complain. They're not going to do anything. Want to bet? Want to bet? In addition to democracy, the Greeks gave us in the West a passion for sport. Socrates called for fitness, the Battle of Marathon, and the first Olympic Games created a bedrock of Western culture. Today, millions of Americans love and play sports. This is natural. Sports are organic. Competition is organic. There's nothing wrong with it. I think competition is healthy. That doesn't mean kill or be killed. I want the last dollar, and I'm going to prevent you from getting it, competition. Manly, virtuous competition. They coach Little League. They play in company city and church leagues. They gather with their families to watch their favorite teams. Again, gather with families to watch your child play a sport. That's a good thing. We live, sleep, eat, breathe, and teach city of God over city of man. What's the bedrock of the city of God? The family. And all comes back to the family. It's, I always tell my daughters, falling away, Catholics that they are, doesn't matter to me. Canon Jean-Marie told me, they will come back if you continue to pray. We know Our Lady assures us they will come back. I never stop telling them, don't ever forget, anything you do in your life, is it good for the family? Family is the only thing that matters to you beyond God. God, family, that order. But if you love your family, you are loving God. If you love your neighbor, you are loving God. It's almost as though it was intended to be this way. Gee, go figure. But today, like so much of the West cultural inheritance, sport is under assault. Recess time, once a hallmark of elementary education, has been drastically reduced. There is no such thing as recess any longer. Contemptible figures like LeBron James and Steve Kerr spend their press conferences hawking Chinese communism with Rob Manfred, systematically eliminates baseball tradition between issuing edicts on election fraud. I just want to stop right here and just let me bring some of you into this, and admit as Maggie O'Connell, who grew up as a Hulk Hogan wrestling fan.
Card carrier for WrestleMania, okay?
A card carrier.
My wallet.
For WrestleMania. I actually think that before the McMahons got in and totally ruined wrestling and made it a... Real American. Oh, I hear it. I hear it.
When it comes crashing down and it hurts inside, you gotta take a stand, it don't have to hide. If you hurt my friends, then you hurt my pride. I gotta be a man.
Church, you can't play that Barrett song. Well, he owns it. I didn't know Barrett's name was Rick Derringer. And I'm not picking on Rick Barrett, but somebody was accusing someone else of playing Kennedy Hall music. That's Kennedy's song. Well, we don't own copyrights to songs. Now, no one is going to play Damn Yankees as an intro song, but they could play it during their show if they wanted to. They weren't trying to make a point. It's a good song. Don't tread on me. It's got good lyrics to it. Anyway, as you think about when I was a little cheerins, wrestling was fun. who didn't have any pretension about all the crap that then the sex, of course, they always got to do that, that they ultimately injected into it. There's characters that I grew up watching as wrestlers, Rufus R., Freight Train Jones, Ric Flair. Go ahead. You do it better than I.
Woo!
Yeah. Ric Flair, Blackjack Mulligan, Tom Woods, Mr. Wrestling, Gene and Ole Anderson, Hacksaw Duggan. That's right. Randy, Macho Man, Randy Savage. These guys were just characters. Jake the Snake, a New Orleans native, Colonel Buck Roby. These guys were characters. They were nothing more than characters. Troubadours. Troubadours in a ring, basically. But whole families would go to wrestling events. My mom and my dad, my stepdad and my mother, would take me and my friends, I'm trying to remember Ronnie and TJ, and we go to Norfolk Scope and we go watch wrestling. It was fun. And you know, you had the whole arena thing before they polluted and destroyed everything. Couldn't wait to get a popcorn or some peanuts, you know, watch it. It was good stuff. It was good stuff. And the McMahons took it over and killed it and made it a farce. They made it a stop being entertaining and became a celebration, just another demonic celebration of pride and immodesty.